Welcome to episode 3 of the You Matter podcast series with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and I am excited to share with you today's content. We have Jessica Honegger sharing about her recent scouting trip to Asia, and Sarah, a Noonday ambassador, will share about her Noonday why. Today, I want you to walk away knowing how you matter to Noonday Collection. I want to acknowledge the way you, as an ambassador, are facing your fears, the way that you're choosing to walk through those fears, and then you find courage and impact on the other side. I can't wait to share those stories in just a few minutes. As a reminder, the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter. We want to connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. So we want to hear directly from you, the ambassador. We want to know why you Noonday, why you do what you do, and how that ties into what matters. And you may have noticed that we've hashtagged You Matter. We did that because we want this to be a conversation. So thank you for everyone who's left a comment over on the Ambassador Facebook wall. One that stood out to me recently was Andrea. She was responding to episode 2 where Tamara shared about the artisan group in Rwanda. Here's a little bit about what Andrea shared. She says, "I got the privilege of traveling to Guatemala a few weeks ago. But that wasn't just so I could have an amazing experience. It was so I could share it with the ambassadors in my community." So if you're near an ambassador, grab a cup of coffee and hear her stories. That way those stories become your stories that you get to share as well. If you don't have others close to you, make a phone date with someone who's been on a trip because there's much to share, great perspective to get, and such connection to be made through one another. And then she hashtags it, "They matter, you matter, we all matter." That's right, Andrea. Thank you so much for that encouragement, and thank you for sharing your stories with your community and being generous with that experience you had meeting artisan partners in Guatemala. Be sure and check out all the comments by searching the hashtag YouMatter on the Facebook wall. I know you'll be encouraged and inspired by them. And because we know your time matters, I want you to know about a new goal-setting resource that just posted to Bloomfire. This is a new approach to setting goals because, you know, goal-setting can be intimidating for some people, and so we've really simplified the process and added a strategy worksheet so you can not only set your goals but also achieve them. If you're a coach, please share this with your team and work on it together. Or if you're an ambassador, reach out to the ambassador community on Facebook or in your network and set goals with a friend. If you share your goals, you're much more likely to achieve your goals. All right, now it's time to hear from Jessica. Jessica pretty much needs no introduction. She is the founder and co-CEO of Noonday Collection. She's always quick to offer inspiration and encouragement, and this interview will be no different. She got to sit down with Katie McCauley earlier this week, and she shared about her recent scouting trip to Asia. Hey guys, I'm so excited to get to talk with y'all today. And I know that many of y'all probably followed my trip to Southeast Asia and China. So it's no secret that I went to China. But as I share the details today, I have to be a little bit sensitive and vague, as China is a very sensitive country. Why did I go to China? I'm sure it felt a little bit random, right? Because made in China is not typically what we would see for a Noonday Collection line. I went because you guys might remember Meredith, who won our Style for Justice trip last year, is now the director of a children's home in Beijing called Morning Star Project. So one reason I went was to go because I'm always wanting to keep my curiosity alive, and I'm always wanting to have an open heart towards adoption. And one way of doing that is by always just going and remembering vulnerable children, getting to pray for vulnerable children. And so I did go with the idea of being open towards adoption. I will tell you now that that's not going to happen, but I know there were a couple posts I made that may have alluded to that. So just to clear the air. So that was one reason I went. And then a couple of smaller jewelry groups in China that are actually 501c3s here in America, they reached out to me over the last couple of months asking if they could partner. These are organizations that truly, truly are on the front lines of issues that I had not even really heard about. And so we're going to keep them anonymous for now so that I can talk more about some of the stories that I heard. But it was a real honor to go and sit with some of these founders and some of these women working in some of these frontline issues in the region. You know, I really felt like my center of gravity shifted. I had never, ever been to that part of the world. And really, I felt like, wow, this is where the world is. There are so many people in that region, and trade is really opened up. There's giant highways being built. There's even a law in Congress right now that is most likely to get passed that will sort of be like a NAFTA free trade agreement. And so it was fascinating to me to get to go to China and then also Cambodia and Vietnam and see all of the interconnected issues that are happening in that region. So one of the issues that I did hear a lot about was in one of the countries, because of a strict child policy, there is a shortage of women for men to marry. And so one of the issues that is really just now sort of coming out is purchasing of wives. And so the purchase of wives is happening in the entire region, primarily to feed this one country's shortage of women. And the groups that I met with, they are primarily just amazing ministries that are all about, they go to shops 3 times a week, they do preventative care, they run curriculums in schools. It's all about increasing awareness around this issue of vulnerability around labor trafficking and wife trafficking and human trafficking. And so, I mean, one of the stories, y'all, was I was meeting with this woman, and you know, they are just really wanting a marketplace. That is what they want. They want to be able to focus on the work of bringing holistic care to these women, and they want us to really be able to create a marketplace for them so that we can really give an alternative form of work to these women. And one of the stories that really stood out to me was she began to share that during one of their prevention curriculums, they were all talking, and then the one woman got up to go take her tea to the sink. And she had noticed one of the girls in the group had a little bit of an accent, and she knew she probably was not originally from her the native country that they're in. And so right when they got up to put their tea in the sink, and she said, "Give me your phone number. I can tell you're not from here. I can tell something's going on." So she got her number right away and was able to follow up with a phone call, and ends up this woman was purchased into marriage. She was chained to a tree for a couple of years. She finally fled, was able to flee, and then ended up in this larger urban center where then she ended up in a shop trafficked in prostitution. And so through a series of events, this woman who leads this jewelry organization was able to get her out of this country and in back home again. And so it just felt like, whoa, this is front lines that's happening, and how can Noonday be a part of this? And it just, you know, when I think of how each of us is created in God's image to be fully ourselves, we're each created in His image to be fully human, and work is the conduit where we get to express our humanness. It's where we get to express who we're meant to be. When I think of trafficking and forced prostitution, it's an example of how work actually diminishes a woman's humanness. It's a job that actually subtracts from who they are meant to be. And so to think that we could be part of the solution to move them into work that is a conduit for them to actually get to express their humanness and their worthiness, that is what really, really lights a fire in my soul. But, and y'all saw that, because I'm freaking excited about the possibility to actually move the dial forward on some of these insane issues that are going on in this region. But as you guys know, one of our values at Noonday is long-term partnership. And so we really value the current partners that we have in our line and in our partnerships. And so in order to partner with new groups, we have to really ensure that there's enough space in our line to keep our current partner SKUs productive in selling. So we want to make sure that those who we've already partnered with, how can we get them to create designs and quality and really reach our target audience so that their businesses can flourish. And then we can think about how to bring in a new partner. We just don't want to bring in a new partner at the expense of another partner. So how can we create room for new partners? And so much of that really is about our sales. So if an ambassador growth slows, or if our the amount of trunk shows we're doing every month slows down, or if we're just not selling as much, then that means we are going to have to really be careful about taking on new partnerships. And so I think that's what just got me so excited, because I love thinking about adding new workers to our current groups. And I often think about people that are standing outside the gate of Jolly and Daniel's workshop, just wishing they can get in. But it was really cool for me to get in touch with that other piece of motivation, which is like, man, I want us to get out there and sell and to capture people's hearts and to help people understand that their purchases matter and that your work matters, because then we can really be part of some of these other issues. Because every time I go meet with a potential partner, it's always, you know, and I see this from you guys too. Like, what more can I do? What more can I do? And really what we can do is sell. And I believe we're doing that. And I am so excited when I think about our new line and the excitement that happens to kind of get out there. And so I believe if we can really push through this amazing new product line that we have, then we can really open up ourselves to some of these stories, some of these women that I met. And we already have some stuff in the works, but I just have to stay a little vague about all the above. You know, when I think about our own attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that we can have towards our job as ambassadors, this is what can hold us back, right? From selling, from walking in joy, from being free to be all who we're meant to be in our jobs as ambassadors. And I truly believe that to move past our fears, we have to walk through our fears. And what I love is that our businesses become a conduit for us to become the whole image bearers that we were created to be. So, you know, sometimes we think we can pray away our fears, or we can read away our fears, or we can podcast away our fears. But actually, what I believe is that our work can become a space for us to move past our fears by walking through our fears and exercising our work. We're not going to wait for the perfect time. We're not going to wait for the perfect attitude. And we're not going to wait for the perfect adequacies. Instead, we're just going to go. And as we go, the fears are going to come up. And then we're going to be able to connect. And we're going to be able to be a resilient community as we go. When I think about, you know, where do our fears come from? You know, because I think about, you know, when a new line's about to launch, it is a little bit about, okay, you got to get out there. Some of y'all might have, you know, taken July off, you've got a summer break, and then you got to gear back up again. And at the beginning of every month, it's always that decision. How am I going to engage in my business this month? So what holds us back when we're asking ourselves that question from engaging? And when I think about, you know, you guys being my tribe, y'all really understand real beauty. You understand holistic world change. You get that you matter. You know that you're part of the solution. And yet we still can be held back by our fears, and we can still walk in anxiety and let that kind of keep us from building this flourishing world where I really, really, really need y'all to partner with me so that we can move the dial forward on human trafficking and on forced marriage in this other area of the world. You know, what is anxiety? When you think about it, anxiety is the fear of a certain outcome. And then we attach meaning to that outcome. So we become anxious that we're going to ask someone to host. That causes anxiety. And we think that we might be rejected. And then we assign meaning to that, okay, if someone says no, we assign the meaning that, oh, it's because I'm not enough. They didn't like me. They don't like the line. They don't want to be a part of my business. We might be anxious to take a conversation from, oh my gosh, your necklace is so cute, to great, and you can partner with me and purchase it. Because we're afraid of the outcome. What if that person says no? And then we assign meaning to that outcome. Okay, they said no, and now I'm a loser, or my business is never going to be successful, or I don't know, I wasn't cute enough. There's a million meanings that we can assign to outcomes. So I have this idea that I would love for you guys to join me in as we kick off this new selling season. What if we just let go of the outcome? What if we pull together some kick-ass plan to grow our business during this next fall season, and we aim to set a goal that might be a little outside of our comfort zone, but we let go of the outcome? If we end up in the top 25, awesome, go for it. I want you guys to shoot for that. But if we miss the goal, it's okay, because we're not assigning meaning to the outcome. We just get to pull together a plan. We get to choose to move past our fear of failure, rejection, imperfection, and instead we get to walk through those fears together without fearing the outcome. You know, I'm starting to do more one-on-one calls with ambassadors, so if you get a call from me, you're not in trouble. I'm calling because I want to connect. Now that we have a lot more people hired to do the things I used to be doing, I'm so excited to just get to be with you guys more. And every person I called last week, it was the same thing. They would apologize immediately when they heard me on the phone, and I'm sitting there calling to say, hey, great work. You're doing awesome. How can I walk with you more? But every single one of these girls was like focused on, man, I had like 3 amazing shows last month, but I had 4 cancellations. Or I had 2 amazing shows, but I could have done more. And one of the keys to continued success, joy, and longevity in your noonday business is resilience. It's being able to recognize that we have these mentalities that really aren't true, that we're assigning meaning to outcomes, that we're feeling apologetic or not enough, or we're having a scarcity mentality. And we need to be resilient. Actually, just yesterday, this random piece of paper was floating around. Like, I guess it had just, my kids had been playing in my old office at my house. And it was a list of the first 10 ambassadors. And Whitney and Krista and Wynn and Sarah Britton were all on this list. And I thought, you know, they have been able to practice resilience through the rejection, through the just renewing themselves in a new line. And I believe that as we become more resilient, you know, we're going to bring that joy into so many other areas of our lives. When we have the fear of the outcome and then tie that to our identity, so we have this fear of an outcome and then we think, well, that's because I am blankety blank, how can we overcome that? And I really do believe that it's about connection. When you can find a safe place of people where you are not afraid to be your whole self, where you're not hustling just to prove sort of, you know, your goals, and you're not attaching your performance to your identity, when we can create that kind of space for one another, we can become more emotionally resilient. And that is what I am so excited when I think about this coaching opportunity, because, you know, I've talked to so many people that are coaches, and, you know, they're like, well, I'm setting goals with my people, but I'm not quite sure what else to do. And what I want to encourage you guys to do is go and create a space of safety, of belonging, of love and acceptance, where people can practice being their most vulnerable selves. And in that, we can connect with one another. And then when we start assigning these insane meanings to the outcomes of our businesses and start linking it to our identity, we're able to cheer each other on and be like, hey, that's not who you are. This is who I see. I see you as a mighty woman. I see you as someone who's bringing change to the world. I see you as someone who, you know, and sometimes we think really crazy things, y'all. I mean, I'm not even going to get into it, but bottom line is we have a community where we can practice vulnerability and create safe places so that we can all be more resilient in our businesses. So I want to ask, you know, what are you trying to pray away right now, or podcast away, or read away instead of doing afraid? It could be going ahead and buying the size jean that you never wanted to buy. Scary, but show self-acceptance. It could mean leaving your kids, but getting a stamp in your passport, and you can see that others are capable for caring for them. These are some of the couple of examples that we can, where we can actually practice being afraid in the doing. You know, we are better together, and it doesn't matter if you're trying to hit, you know, 10 amazing trunk shows in 1 month in August, or do the 3 trunk shows in the whole season that get you activated and other activated in world change. It doesn't matter if you're trying to influence and recruit 10 women to be a part of your team or if coaching just really isn't your thing. What does matter is you. And when you know you matter, you know that every time you share the story, regardless of the outcome, that you can move the dial forward on changing the world and that you can create potential possibilities for new partnerships so that women right now who are in shops in these countries or in brothels will not be there anymore because we're going to create such a booming business of women that are known for being vulnerable, stylish, powerful. They're hustling, but they're not hustling for their worth. They're loving. They cheer one another on. They hold one another up. That is the kind of community that I want to be a part of. And I believe that we have created, that you have created for us at New Day Collection. And those are the kind of trunk shows that you can create for this new line. And when we do that, other women want to be a part of that. And we are going to get to see less women in brothels as we try to open ourselves to a new partnership. You know, every sale matters and can contribute to the success of our new line. Dignity and beauty, action can defeat fears, and we all over the freaking world are in it together. And I'm just so thankful that each one of this is in it together. And I look forward to partnering with you and really spreading this message that every single woman matters.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I love your encouragement to be brave and to move toward action. One of the things you said really stood out to me. You said, to move past our fears, we have to walk through our fears. I know as ambassadors, we are constantly having to face our fears when we ask someone to host or step outside of our comfort zone with either styling, storytelling, or selling. I personally used to be terrified of calling somebody on the phone and asking them to book a trunk show. I did everything I could to avoid it until one day early on with Noonday, Jessica challenged the 12 ambassadors that existed at the time to get on the phone and call 20 people and ask them to book a show. We were looking to grow the group in Rwanda and we really needed to increase our sales. And I thought, oh my goodness, I am terrified. I don't want to do this. And I have to say the first couple of calls I made did not go as I planned, but I did it and I found more success than I thought possible. But the best thing that's come from it, and my husband has noticed it and other people in my life have noticed it, is I became more bold. I became less afraid. And that's the story of being a Noonday ambassador. It's to say yes and to take that step forward. It's to style, even if we don't feel as confident in our own style as we wanna be. It's to tell the story, even if we feel like words aren't easy for us. It's to take that one step closer to move past your fear so that you can see impact. So with that in mind, I am excited to introduce you to Sarah. Sarah's a Noonday ambassador who has faced her fears and really grown in her role as a Noonday ambassador.
So many things led me to Noonday, but I was originally drawn to it because of how beautiful the jewelry is. I've loved fashion since I was a little girl, from asking my seamstress mom to make me custom dresses, to making my own jewelry from a young age. I had just always loved the creative possibilities of fashion. In the summer of 2013, my dear friend became an ambassador and she sent me a lookbook. I could not put it down for 6 months. I was in love with the entire line and amazed at the craftsmanship and the purpose behind it. By February 2014, I had just finished Jen Hatmaker's book 7, and many in my church community had just been introduced to Noonday for the first time during If Gathering. Combine all those factors with my newfound drive to live without fear and wanting to make an impact on the world, and I just had to say yes. In the last 3 to 4 years, I've been peeling off the layers of lies that I used to believe about my identity. I've been able to see myself more accurately. And by that, I mean I've been given specific gifts to use and bless others with, and that I am no less and no more than where God has me right now. I need to run my own race to the best of my ability and encourage my sisters to do the same. Noonday became a place for me to be brave. For me, my insecurity was deeply rooted in fear of failure, and becoming an ambassador has been a chance for me to shine and to take a risk. I have had so many ladies tell me how inspiring I've been to them since becoming an ambassador. They love the knowledge I can share about ethical fashion companies, and they see a new confidence and drive in me. I was even brave enough to get up in front of all the women on our retreat last fall and share my story without fear. These are the very women who I spoke to that I do community with, who are the reason I am going to Rwanda this summer. Their support of my Noonday business has been incredible. And my husband has even told me he sees a confidence and passion in me that didn't really exist before. I have become a more secure and driven leader in other roles I play in my Tucson community because of becoming an ambassador. I tell so many women I became an ambassador to fake it till I made it. When I started, I loved the fashion side of things as well as supporting other artists because I'm an artist myself. But I desperately wanted a passion for social justice to be my drive, as I'm still so passionate about enabling other artists to make a living doing what they love. I have also found myself more emotionally connected to their stories. Now, when I see Jalia and Daniel's faces pop up during the trunk show video, I start to choke up. And I think about being able to embrace the women in the sewing co-op in Rwanda, and my heart just swells. I think about all the dear lifelong friendships I've made with other ambassadors over the last year, and I can't even imagine my life without them. Over time, my why has been growing into not just changing others' lives by giving them jobs, but by giving them wholeness and dreams and purpose. It's so much more than I ever dreamed it would be. I've learned over the last year that embracing the small role I can play in my sphere of influence becomes a bigger and bigger role with every accessory I sell. These women feel beautiful and empowered by wearing these pieces and stories. And as these customers share the story and the beauty behind it, they influence in new ways that you and I can't. Everything has a ripple effect. You and I are reaching to areas in our world that would not be hearing about Noonday, about empowerment, and about connectedness without us. We are empowering ourselves, other ambassadors, our communities, our artists and partners, all at the same time. You are filling a role that I cannot. You are exactly where you need to be to make the impact that you are. No one else can influence like you can.
Thank you, Sarah. You are an inspiration to the Noonday community, and I know many of us have fallen in love with the pictures that you take. You're a true artist. And the fact that your friends and community see you as a leader is really an example of how you've used action to move through and past your fears. I hope everyone who's listening that each one of you feel a sense for how much you matter to this Noonday story. Without your impact, the future partnerships with artists and groups that Jessica scouted just isn't possible. And so I hope that you see that by taking a step of action, a step forward, it can be possible for you to move through and even past your fears. I hope the thought of being able to make an impact and to change lives around the world is what gives you the courage to take that first step. But what you will find is as you take that first step, that you yourself will grow and change, and you'll look back and you yourself will be changed in the process. So I'm excited for you, and I'm thankful that we're on this journey together. Now go ahead, take a moment. Please share your takeaways from today's episode over on the Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. I really want to continue this conversation and keep it going until next time. As you interact, we'll drive content, and hopefully I'll have a chance to share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we'll talk again soon.